Welcome to Twos Talk with Tosh, Dino, and Donnie.
Boys,
Donnie.
We'll go to you first, Dino. How are you?
I feel like I'm 75 years old and I was in a rollover accident. That's how I feel right now.
Interesting. There's got to be a story there.
I'm a little sore.
Yep.
Yeah. We'll talk about it a little bit later in the podcast.
It'll come up. It's a story that needs to be told.
Yeah. I would be a terrible duck hunter right now because I can't look above my head. Yeah.
Maybe a visit to the Cairo is in your future, bud.
Yeah, or the morgue.
What?
One of the two.
You have two options at least, bud. It's always nice to have options. Tosh?
Buddy.
How are you?
I'm tired.
Yeah.
But it's a good tired. Mm-hmm. You know, like we had a great practice weekend and we were going 100 miles an hour again and lots of reps for the kids, lots of high tempo, high energy. It was good. And yeah, I'm probably sore from what occurred last night, which we're going to talk about later on the cast. Unfortunately, there's always winners and losers in this world. And we'll get into
don't
that.
Tip
I suppose.
Don't tip it.
No, not at all. But we'll definitely get into that later on for sure.
It was the last full team practice this weekend.
Last full team practice. Yeah. Where all the kids are in and, it was really good. Really good. And you know what? The last time those kids get to see each other probably for a while, and depending on what happens with COVID, it might be a long while with our season.
I'm optimistic.
Yeah, I am too. I mean, man, it's gotta let up at some point for sure.
But it was sad a few, like the Michaela Smiths and the Greeners. That's it. This is their.
There was a few questions like so. Michaela actually was one of them. She said, "Hey, coach, are you guys in Edmonton in the final practice? Because obviously our Alberta kids are gonna meet now in Edmonton."
And yeah.
Later on in the month, and then our Saskatoon and other areas of Saskatchewan are going this coming Wednesday and Saturday.
Depending on when this cast
depending
airs.
On yeah, depending on when it airs, I guess. Yeah. But you know, she was kinda like, "So coach, are you gonna be in Edmonton?" Like otherwise it was like gonna be a goodbye and I don't think either of us
wasn't ready
to do that.
So, no.
Yeah.
A couple asked me if I was going and I gotta talk to you guys, I guess too. I'll go wherever, boys. You know I'm Vegas, Edmonton, wherever. You send me where you want. So today's cast, we did a part of this earlier. We had some girls who committed to college. We want to kind of celebrate them and pump them up a little bit and let everyone know where they're going. So we got another, how many, nine?
There's another nine kids, but it, you know, we kind of thought about it and really the, you know, the nice thing about, it's, I mean, yeah, there's a lot of people that are wanting to go to college, but there's some that aren't.
Yeah.
And, you know, we started thinking about it and, you know, it's a big chapter in their life too, whether they're going to college here or whether they're going to school here or whether they've got other plans. And we kind of started thinking about it and, you know, there's some kids in our program that have been here for quite a few years that have other options and we just want to give them an opportunity to kind of, you know, think back over the years and bring up some memories and we want to find out where they're going and wish them all the luck. Right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I mean, really excited to have everyone here, and it's nice to have some of them in studio. We're going to call a couple, but we got, I think, five or six lined up outside waiting to come in one by one and tell us where they're going. So do you want to get into it right now?
Let's get into it.
Let's go get our first guest, shall we?
Brooke Gannon.
Brookie G.
Yep, that's me. Thank you guys for having me, finally.
Thanks for coming in. Yeah, we had too many last time to do it and too many phone-ins. It would have been a two-hour cast. We had to split it up, so thanks for being our first one, Brooke.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure.
Good. So, Brooke, tell us where you're going.
I'm going to Bay College. It's in a small town in Michigan called Escanaba, and it's a junior college.
Very cool.
Yep. Very cool. What's the team name?
The Norsemen. Well, the shortened version is Norse because it's like women-y and it's all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, it's still like a Norseman is like a Viking. So that's kind of like, I just say the Viking sometimes, but the Norseman sounds cooler for some people. So. That's what we're going with today.
Also a popular hotel in Camrose. Very good. the Norseman. Yeah, you betcha. Cool. So what are you taking?
I'm taking criminology.
Ooh.
Another one.
We've had a couple.
At least two or three in that first group.
The great news for all of us is there's lawyers, there's doctors, there's all these
policemen.
Police officer. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We got all kinds of contacts now, guys. We're just really expanding it.
Yeah.
So when are you heading down?
I don't have an exact date yet, but they were talking about like the start of August. The first 2 weeks of August is when I'm starting to like move all my stuff down and like get the orientation and everything like that, because I have to move into my dorm and everything. Like, I'm living there.
Nice.
In housing and things like that. So yeah, that's when I'm gonna be moving down there. It's gonna be hard. I'm gonna miss my dog and
parents.
My dog.
I bet you Scotty G is gonna be shed a tear for sure. That's cool. A tough one.
Go ahead,
Doug. No, well, I was just gonna say, do you have taken a virtual tour to school, or what have you
done? There's been a couple of them. Like, there's been like virtual tours of the dorms and the school. Like, it's not like fancy, like they show you like inside the classrooms and through the hallways of the schools and things like that, and then like they show you the outside of the campus and all around, and they show you the field.
Nice.
It's not like super fancy, but it's still really good. It's a good field, and yeah, it's a really well put together school. It's very like high tech. It's not like, I don't know how to put it, like it's just good. It's
awesome.
Good quality.
Good. And do you have any idea who you're playing against yet, or who's in your conference? Or
I'm actually playing against a lot of the teams that other girls are going to, like Schmitty and like whatever. I actually talked to that team as well for schooling and things like that.
Caitlin.
Yeah, Caitlin as well. And I've Kanaki or whatever the name is. I have no idea even how to say it now. But yeah, schools like that. And then other junior colleges traveling across the states all the time. So, yeah, my team is actually in Florida right now playing against other teams.
Nice.
So it's very exciting. I get to watch them and everything. There's like a broadcast where you can watch them play, and it's exciting. It gets the thrill because that's going to be me, hopefully, one day. Yeah.
That's going to be you in a year. Yeah. A year from now.
Send us that link so we can watch you.
Follow
along.
Exactly,
yep.
Have you plotted out the route yet? How long is you driving? You flying? What are you doing?
That's actually a really harsh topic right now because we have no idea because of the COVID thing and the restrictions and everything like that. And plus, if I were to fly, I would have to take like 15 different bags. But if we were to like drive and like, for example, like rent a moving van or something like that, I could bring like all that kind of stuff, like a TV or something, because we have like 4 TVs in our house for no reason. So that would be a really good thing if I could bring like cooking ware and things like that, so I don't have to buy like brand new stuff and all like start over. So it would, I honestly, in my opinion, would prefer driving, because then, I mean, it's,
you take your time.
Exactly, it's a better trip for my family and everything like that, and get a little bit more time to spend with them if we're driving. So yeah, I hope we do that instead of flying.
So Brooke, talk a little bit about the process of how you got on there, and you touched a little bit on the school that Schmitty and Caitlin are going to. And I mean, the fact that you know, that wasn't maybe an option for you, and then you decided to go somewhere else. You're basically kind of paving the way for other kids and other experiences. Yeah, they want to know kind of how things went. So give us a little bit of a feedback on basically how that went for you, the procedure.
Yeah, big possibility for the other girls as well. The NCSA program for the app and everything like that, it's a great recruiting process, and it helps you reach out to a lot of different teams and coaches, and it helps you figure out the path that you want to take and the kind of school that you want to go to. Like, when I was starting, I was like, oh, I want to reach for like Division 3, Division 2 schools. But honestly, now that I'm looking back at it, it's not really the case, because junior colleges are a lot more easier, and like, it's a lot more fun, if I'm being honest. Like, when you're like Division 1 scholarship, oh, spicy, like, It's a lot of pressure, and I think you get a lot of like peer pressure around your friends and family, because you're here and you have to be the best there is and the best there ever will be when you're playing in those high levels. But when you're playing in a junior college team, it's like more focused on yourself and your teammates and the overall college experience, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're gonna get a good look at what you like and what you don't like about it, and I think a lot of with those junior colleges is, you know, they want to prepare you for eventually a 4-year school, or, you know, some people will be interested in going there. Some people want to just do the 2 years and call it, that's a great experience, and, you know, use some of those classes when they come back, if that's their option. But, you know, at least it gives you something to get, you know, it gives you an idea of the college experience. And like you say, you get to go away and you get to learn a lot about yourself, which is pretty cool. So, yeah, we're excited for you. Very excited for you.
Awesome. Thank Brooke, you get to go play ball and go to school. Not a bad gig.
No.
So I have one last question, though, for sure. Over, under, which one? Scott or Colleen, who cries first?
definitely Scott. My dad has, I say this every single time people talk about softball and my softball experience, but my dad is a big part of my softball career and my softball inspiration. He's pretty much taught me everything I know. I've heard lots of stories about Donnie. I've heard lots of stories about his friend Andy. They all play AJ, together. Camrose, yeah. He's, ever since I was little, probably 9 or 10 years old, he's taught me everything I know, how to throw that killer drop ball spin and all that stuff, you know? So I owe it all to him for sure. That's why I'm doing it for him. So
nice. Yeah. Sure, well, I can say this for sure. One of the best teammates I ever had, for sure. A gamer all the time, Scotty G. So good for you guys. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So I got one question for you, Brooke. And I know we didn't get to do, unfortunately, because of COVID, we didn't get to do any team travel with you. But if you think back over your time with twos, is there any experiences that you want to bring to light or anything that was a little bit more fun or even just something that you can even give a lesson to, you know, some other ones that are coming up?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Okay, so as I was stripped of that experience, unfortunately, of traveling, I thought about this question because I knew it was coming because I listened to the other podcast. I thought about this question for a long time, and it's honestly, you can't answer it because every time that I entered a turf field or, like, the batting cages in a twos practice, I felt so much encouragement and so much excitement to be there. Like, the program is just totally, like, it's an eye-opener. It's just, to your ball career, it just shows you, it makes you feel like you're amazing at what you do because of the people, because of the coaches. You guys exceed my expectations every single time. So I think one of my best memories would probably be the phone call that I got. I was actually, believe it or not, in the shower, and my dad screamed at me to come downstairs. So I got myself dressed and I ran downstairs, and he's tearing up on the phone. So I'm like, oh, okay. And he starts writing down Fort Lauderdale. So I knew what it was. And then he got so excited when I got off the phone. He's like, oh my gosh, you made it, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, oh, wow. So that was probably the best memory. And I wanted to share this because I was thinking about this on the way here. But when I was trying out for the twos and I pitched and you were radaring me, I thought I did so bad. Like, I felt so insecure after that, and I sat on the bench outside of the Nats watching everything else and everyone else go, and they were doing so good, and I literally thought to myself, for some reason, I don't know what came up to me, but I thought to myself, if I don't make this team, I'm done. Like, I'm gonna quit, because this is just the biggest thing that I could ever do, and I just failed. But I totally just didn't expect this happening. So it was a really great opportunity, and I think that it was worth all the hard work and the training that I did to get here. So, sorry, I kind of went off track with your question, but
Brooke, that is one of the best answers we've ever heard.
Yeah,
real good, Brooke. Good job. Thank you so much, Brooke. Congrats.
No problem.
Let off the cast. You did a great job.
Thank you.
Set the bar
again.
Real high, bud.
Absolutely, and good luck.
Okay, thanks, you guys.
Brooke. Tosh, you can introduce our next one.
We have from Prince Albert, well, not even Prince Albert, so I can't say that.
Shell Lake,
Saskatchewan, Olivia Wojcik. Chuck.
Chucker.
Known as Ow.
Nice, thanks for that.
Yeah, Razor hit you today in BP too,
right.
Didn't he?
Oh,
yeah,
did he?
He
yeah.
did.
Oh, isn't that nice? Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Send you off to school with a nice bruise. That was awful good of Razor.
So, Woj, want to talk about your experience a little bit? We want to talk about some other stuff, obviously, that, you know, has been going on in your world, that you got some great news, you know, lately. And so tell us a little bit about where you're going to school.
I am going to school at Otero Junior College, which is in La Junta, Colorado. They are a junior college, Div 1.
Yeah.
So pretty excited.
And you're traveling with somebody else we know.
I am. Kara Friesen is also going there.
Yeah, right on.
Freezy.
Awesome. Yeah, a little pitcher shortstop combo.
Very good.
So with talking to the coach, have they said anything about where you might be playing? Or?
Mostly middle infield, but they do like to develop you as other areas too, just to be like more versatile, but mostly middle infield.
So you mean you're going to start pitching again? Or?
No, definitely not.
She was a pitcher.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
We got a lot of kids that started indie. There's lots of kids that started pitching. Then just
didn't we all pitch at one time, bud?
Yeah, I think you're right.
I think we did. I think we all did. Yeah. So what are you taking?
I'm taking agriculture business.
Of course you are.
Oh, yes.
Yes, you are.
Mm-hmm.
You're a farm girl.
Of course.
Right on. And when do you have to take off?
Sometime in August. We don't know exactly when, but sometime in August.
Mm-hmm. We asked cool. Brookie this too. Are you driving, flying? What are you doing?
I am flying. That kind of is the plan for now.
Kind of a big deal. Chuck, so you're taking flights.
Do they have separate housing for the softball team kind of thing? I know a lot of schools do. Are you going to be with Freezy?
There's like suites, kind of, and he like recommended those. So I'm going to guess that most the softball players are there, but they don't have like the softball players in this one. But he recommended the suite style. So I don't know if I'm staying with Kara or not, but
yeah. Right on.
What's the team name?
The Rattlers.
Yeah. Rattlers. Very nice. Very nice.
Very good, Chuck. Okay. Well, let's get into some longstanding memory of the program for sure. So you've got to have some memories. We want to share a few with us for sure, if you could.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. One of my favorite years was actually my first year, and we went to Vegas, and we made it to semis.
Yep.
And Ruxy was coaching back then, and it was just so, like, hype. It was so much fun, and they just made it, like, so much fun. And then we came up with that, like, new cheer, kind of like the twos, that one. So that was
creepy twos.
Creepy twos.
Creepy twos.
That is the dumbest thing that has ever been developed in this pro. It drives me crazy.
Who started that?
Him.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Twos on two. Twos.
Oh, boy.
Brutal. Brutal. And you know what? Woy and Jordy and some of the kids that have been around a while, they would do that all the time. When I'd walk into the huddle, they'd do twos on two. Dude, I hate that.
Yeah.
Hate it. Dumb. Yeah, Vegas was an awesome time. So you've been in the program for four or five. Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, been here.
Because remember I said today, we had a little conversation. I won't get into what we talked about, but we had a little conversation in the cages. And I remember when you were like this tall. And it's unreal. Yeah, it's awesome seeing kids develop through the program. But some that have been in the program for as many years as you, it's very rewarding for us. But we're so proud of you for you know, what you did in the program, but also what you're going to do when you go down to the States and the career is, you've got some unbelievable experiences awaiting you. So we're really proud of you, bud.
Yeah. Obviously super smooth in the infield. Great, great to watch. A pleasure to coach. You've been a fantastic member of the family here. So really proud of you. Really proud of you.
And we would be remiss if we didn't talk about the awesome news that your family received here a couple days ago, 3 days ago.
Yeah.
You want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, we can if you guys want.
Yeah, go.
Okay. My dad was diagnosed with cancer this past August, and he is now cancer-free.
That is awesome.
Such good news.
Yeah, Jody, that is fantastic news, man. Yeah, it was awesome. And unfortunately, and you know, with COVID and everything that was going on and your dad going through the treatments, you weren't unable to come to a bunch of stuff, and we missed you, man. And it was, you know, it was kind of crappy all the way around, but we were – like I know your mom sent the text and said the you guys got the good news and that was really awesome. So
yeah,
really
cool.
Gotta say for the last practice today, it was really great to see you out.
Yeah.
Swing looks great.
Back. Yeah.
Swing looks great. Razor hit you in the leg. You got the full
Perfect.
You got the whole experience, bud.
Right on. Congrats.
Thank you.
Congrats. That's awesome.
Congrats. Good luck, bud.
Thank you.
All right, Dino. Who do we got coming in?
We got Haley McLean here, and I'm really excited about this one because there's not a lot of us that have actually heard Haley's voice.
No.
So we're going to actually get it on air, and everybody's going to get a pretty good idea what she sounds like.
And then it's on the internet forever.
Yeah.
Forever.
Yeah, it's saved. It's part of history right
now.
Fantastic.
Haley Mack, welcome.
Hi.
Hey, there it is. Hey. Where are you going? What are you doing?
I don't know yet.
Okay. Great job.
Yeah.
So, Haley, you're a special one here because part of – you know, when we talked about this and you know, everybody wants to go off to school, but there's a lot of different plans in life, right? And, you know, there's a lot of our girls that still aren't going to college or they might go to a Canadian school or whatever and what their focus is. And I know your plans have been kind of shuffling and, you know, maybe thinking in one direction and then maybe going a little bit other. And it's okay. There's no right or wrong, right? It's whatever's best for Haley right now, right? So if you had to say, what are you thinking? Would you still look at an opportunity or are you looking to go to stay home? Are you looking to work for a year? What are you thinking?
I was thinking to stay home, work, just like start here, get some classes.
Yeah. Oh, good. Donnie did that.
Yeah. Yeah. I did. Hey, let me ask you this. Okay. Are you going to play any ball? At, like, are you going to think of this? You're sticking around for the summer, obviously playing for Razor, I suppose.
Maybe.
All right.
They haven't announced that yet, right?
Yeah, they haven't. So you still don't know. Teams.
Interesting.
Right. So she tried out. They just had their tryouts this okay. past week, right? So we'll see how that goes, right? So good luck, Haley.
Thanks.
So, yeah. So I know we did talk a little bit today in the cage
yeah.
about you did have some options. Some schools did talk to you. So you do have, you could.
Yeah.
It's nice to have options, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good for you. And where was this option?
Lake Region in North Dakota.
North Dakota. All right. Not a bad state. Not a far drive, just so you know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you've been a member of the program now for?
This is my third year.
Third year. So you got to have some memories. You got to have a funny story you can tell on the way out. What's your favorite Twos memory? If you say Vegas, you can leave right now. Don't.
Well, Vegas.
Ah! Wow, Haley, thanks for coming in. Now get the hell out of here.
Bye.
What about Vegas? Because everyone talks about Vegas. It's almost like I have been there.
Yes.
Like the final. It was fun because like it was the end of the day and it was getting really cold and it was just getting hard. But then I wasn't playing for the first part and then Smitty got hurt and then they looked at me on the bench and I wasn't ready and they're like, Mac, you're going in. And Razor thinks I pooped my pants going in there.
Did you? You don't have to say it here. Just give us a look. One blink is yes.
It's no okay, comment. Haley. You wouldn't be the only person that pooped their pants in Vegas.
Or ever.
It's all good. That's a great story. And I mean, I know Haley's, you know, all the words that she's going to say for this, it would be probably easier if we talk about it because it was actually fantastic. That was one of the best memories because, you know, Smitty, yeah. Did she get hurt? What was it?
Yeah, she got hit in the elbow.
Oh, okay, right. So I knew she had to come out, and I couldn't remember what the reason was or whatever. But when you went in, yeah, it was a big deal. Like, but here's the thing. We had, like, 1,000% confidence in you. I think we have more confidence in you than Haley has in you, right? I think that's part of it. And, I mean, you got a cannon for an arm. You do a great job behind the dish. If you can... I know you're nervous. You were nervous, right? You're probably nervous now. You're probably nervous back then. But tell us a little bit about what, you know, you just touched on it a little bit. Tell us a little bit more about, because, I mean, Smitty had to come out. We needed you, right? And we knew what you could do. But what was going through your head? Give us a little bit of a, you know, a little bit more as to what you were feeling when you went in there and how did it go, right?
Well, when I first went in, I started on the bases. And that was scary because I'm not the best base runner and I'm not fast, but I made it home.
And it was a pretty big run.
Mm-hmm. And then I went in to catch for Jordy and they had a runner on. And I knew if I let a ball pass, we'd be done. So I was very nervous. And Razor was telling Jordy to throw some drop balls. Jordy wasn't confident. I was scared to... missed the ball.
It's a tough pitch, right?
Because
if she throws it in the dirt, you know, yeah, they're mm-hmm. looking at, yeah, runners are advancing. And did they not have a runner on third base? I think they did.
Yep.
Yeah, so, I mean, it was like there's a lot of pressure going in there, right?
You had to get real big back then.
Now, and I might be wrong here, but did the first pitch, like, just, you didn't even, you ended up blocking it, right? But it was like, didn't it kind of go off your glove and, like right off your chest protector?
Well, the very first pitch, there's actually a runner on two. And the first one I missed, and she then there was a runner on third. And then I was like, I can't miss again. Like, and then I blocked the next one.
Yeah, and Jordy's not the easiest to catch, right? And I mean, you know, we know all of, like, her ability, and she's a very talented pitcher, but not always hitting every spot, right? So, and her ball moves, like, a lot. And she's got a lot of hooey on it, right? She throws it hard. So I can't imagine how much pressure you would have felt, you know, going in there, but how did you feel after it was over?
I felt relieved.
Yeah, like amazing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, those are great stories, and I mean, there's a lot of them in our program, but that one was pretty special because it was part of the only tournament we've ever won, right? So that's a
still defending
big deal.
Champs.
That's right.
Two things here. Dino, do you just use the word hooey to describe velocity?
Got to get a little hooey on it.
Interesting.
You know?
I don't know if I've ever heard that term, but you can start it. Dean's trying to make hooey happen, everybody. Let's get that out there. Number two, I can appreciate your nerves getting put into pinch run, because I run all the time and it's very difficult. You know, you have to really focus on your legs and get a good jump. And oh, no, wait, I have never been put into the pinch run. Right. But I imagine it would be scary. Awesome. So, hey, great job. We heard your voice. We've got you on. We've got you on audio.
She, that might be the kickstart she needed. She could be a radio host or something now. You never
public speaker. Who knows?
That's right.
The future's yours, bud.
Yeah.
So Haley, anything you need, right? We're here. So if something changes for you, and you need, you know, just like the rest of our girls, we're always here to try help. And you've got a lot of really great abilities. You know, the first couple things out of your mouth was, "I'm not a great base runner," and blah blah blah. But you've got a cannon for an arm, great catcher back there. You can play other positions, right? So you got a lot of things going for you. And when you're confident at the dish, you're one of our best hitters. You can smash the ball, right? So there's a lot of really good things going for you. So don't sell yourself short. And, you know, there's always, you got all the time in the world. You know, being an 03, technically, you could come back and play next year. If you're still around, and that's still an opportunity for you, right? We have an 18 group next year, so there'll be a couple tournaments hopefully after Christmas, and that's still an opportunity for you. We might not be saying goodbye, but we're not having you on the podcast again next year.
Okay. Hey, speaking of times, I Razor can fact check this, but I want to say I think you had the top pop time ever.
That we will have to fact check, but it was definitely at one point she did.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's still that way, and it could still be, right?
So think of the names that have been behind the plate in this program, and that's a pretty big honor right there.
It is.
So good for you.
Donnie.
Who's our next?
Ebony Bud Ray. How's it going, Eb?
Whoop, whoop.
Good, yep. How are you guys?
Awesome. You got to get closer to the mic.
Don't be scared.
And you got to be a little bit louder than normal.
You got to project.
Yep. Okay.
There you go. There you go. So, Eb, talk to us. We know we've talked to you and I had a chat yesterday when you were shuttling me over to Donnie Barrels.
Yes, we did.
And you told me about your plans to, you're going to Bible college in Swift Current, which is really cool. And that maybe traveling to the States next year, not next year, the year after you do a year, is maybe a possibility. And we talked about, well, maybe you could still be in the program. There's lots of different options. But so tell us a little bit about what your plans are going into next year.
So I'm just doing a 1 year at Miller. It's a certificate impact. And it's just to study, learn more. And then after a year there, I haven't totally decided what I want to do after that, so it also gives me another year to think, because I could go to the States or go to U of S is my backup. And I'm thinking about doing education because I'm into school, math, language.
That's awesome. Very cool. That is very cool. So been around the program for a while.
Yep.
How many?
Five?
Well, four?
On the team?
Yeah.
Like five it would be. And then I was in like winter training before that.
Yeah,
so.
That's awesome. That's very cool. So you must have a few stories. Must have a couple memories.
Yeah.
Let her rip.
Okay. I would say my favorite memory is just our San Diego tournament overall. It was not this most recent year, but just there was a lot of like team bonding that trip. We played more pork in the lobby and some other fun games with Dean. Yeah. Got to see his fun side.
Yeah, it doesn't come out very often, does it?
No,
not very often, no.
And then just the tournament. So, funny enough, that was actually, I played second base, and I did absolutely terrible. I bobbled like three in a row, got benched. I knew I should have been, but. And then I worked with Tosh in between, and I played second base later on. It was in the B final, and right off the bat, I did a double play. I was feeling awesome, did a backhand. It was really good, and after the game, one of the parents came up to my dad, which is also a coach, and told him, "Your daughter was absolutely terrible today, but she did it really good tonight." So
wasn't that nice?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go back here for a sec. So Dean's fun side was there, and it led to you not playing so well, and then he benched you, and then you had to come work with me, and it all worked out. So look at that, hey?
Yeah.
Yeah, we find a way to bring it back.
We just get, but I'll just kind of wind it all in there.
Yeah.
Anything else top of mind?
Well, that was my last year as an infielder.
Oh.
We switched to outfield, and it worked out better.
Yeah. Phenomenal. Well, that was phenomenal in the outfield.
Dean's idea.
That was all right.
Yeah, Dean's idea. Yeah, but yes, you have been one of our probably better outfielders in the program. Like, you track balls, you've got a great arm, communication is great, great angles. So you do a fantastic job out there. So somebody that, you know, went from playing primarily infield and then going to the highest level and playing outfield, that says a lot about not only your abilities but your work ethic, because I know you've worked hard at it. So it's awesome having you around, because I think you bring out the best qualities of the program in that we talk about family, and I think when I think about the other teammates and how they respond to you and work around you, all that good stuff, I just feel that you're one of the people in this program that's been looked up to for the last few years. And we're really proud of you, what you accomplished on the field, and can't wait to see what your next moves are.
Well, thank you very much.
I have a great Ebony story. Awesome. If you don't mind, Eb.
I'm not sure what you're going to say.
Yeah, you'll know right away. So we had a team practice around Halloween. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm in the cages and I'm talking to every group and I'm trying to find out where everyone's from, because we got a bunch of new kids. And where are you from? What's your favorite color? What's your favorite mini chocolate bar? Was the next question. I want to get a little bit inside information. Heard a lot about, you know, Mars bars. Heard a lot about cookies and cream. Heard the Kit Kats, the standards. Mm-hmm. And when I asked Eb, I honestly thought she was kidding. I have never, ever heard anyone say that they like Bounty as the bar. If they went in and they Bounty had every, I know.
Love.
Gross. If you went into the biggest grocery store and saw all the chocolate bars, never would I pick a Bounty bar. Never. All dusty. Like, nobody buys a Bounty bar. It's Dean, don't look at me like that. It's true.
Oh, it's coconut.
No, it's sick.
Coconut. Oh, you're a big coconut fan?
Covered in chocolate.
Coconut,
yeah.
Cream pie, big fan of that too? Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too. Yeah. I've never had a Bounty bar. I didn't even know it existed until you just brought it up.
And in your 52 years of life, you've never had one, because there are zero. so many better options.
Yeah.
But, Eb, it made you stand out, bud. I can tell you that.
Well, yeah. And don't forget, Donnie, the next practice you bought me a bag.
I did.
That was pretty nice.
You brought Bounty bars.
I did. I wanted her to feel special.
Was it half eaten?
No, I wouldn't touch it.
Oh, okay, all right. Yeah, okay, just checking. Yeah.
No, they were sealed still. Awesome. Everything was fine, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that was my Eb story. We had a good laugh about it. I've been calling her Bounty for the last couple months here, so. You're a pleasure, Eb. You're an absolute pleasure to work with.
Thank you.
And best of luck, bud.
Great career. Awesome.
So I want to bring in the next one. Obviously, I got a special tie to this girl right here.
Absolutely.
Emma Baker, who I have had the privilege of coaching for 3 years. Bakes.
Oh.
Bakes, how are you, bud?
I'm good.
Yeah, you're good. You know what else is good? Your swing, bud. Looked great today in the cage. Hitting missiles everywhere. Fantastic. So, Bakes, talk to us. Uh-huh. You got some options.
I do.
So, what are you thinking?
As of now, I was accepted into the U of S. So, right now, that is the plan. However, recently, I've reached out to a few other coaches across Canada and looking into more options.
And those are out east?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you want to take in school? Because that's going to obviously depend on what you're planning, right?
I am going in next year for a Bachelor of Science in Nutrition with the hopes of going into dietetics.
Wow, very cool. We don't have one of those yet.
Not yet. Put that on the list. Yeah. We got a lot of smart kids here.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Yeah,
a lot of dumb coaches, really, really a lot of smart kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. Works so good. And we have all these people we can reach out to for all sorts of things now.
Yep. I love it. So, Bakes, I got to chat with your mom just a little bit about, you know, your plans and what your options are and stuff. And, you know, obviously your talent is definitely, you know, you could do whatever you want here. I mean, if, you know, we talk a lot about kids going down to college in the States, and it's a big deal. And, you know, we always talk about that. But really, you know, what's best for you? What do you want to do? You know, and you've talked a little bit about that. And if that means staying in Canada and going to school and playing ball with a program that maybe has a ball program as well on the side, then fantastic, right?
Yeah.
But what are your, you know, what are you hoping for? I know you're kind of talking to some Ontario schools as well. Do you know?
I am definitely hoping to play ball. It's been in my life for a while, and it's not something I'm ready to take out quite yet.
Very cool.
Yes.
Well, I'm not a fortune teller. But if I can predict the future, I see a few missiles in your summer season for sure.
Couple of bombs.
Couple of dingers from Bakes coming
Baker
up for
bombs.
Sure. Yeah, you've been working in the cage really hard, and your swing has really produce some violent hits out of there for sure. So really happy with the noise you make in there.
So where are you going to play?
This summer.
Who's your coach?
Donnie Atkinson.
Oh, okay. Fan favorite right there. Well, I hope anyway. With you for sure, I hope. That's all that matters. Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah, really excited for the summer season, Bakes.
So we've asked everybody, Bakes, what are some of your, you know, when you look back over your twos time, what are some of the things that stand out or, you know, best memories?
A lot. I was able to narrow it down to two and then finally brought it down to one.
You can tell two.
Yeah?
Yeah, feel free. Don't give a second place. Let's have them both.
Well, the first one I was going to go with was in El Centro.
We love El Centro.
What a place. Wow. Yeah.
When we went down to that batting cage. That was probably one of my favorite practices I've ever had with twos.
That was very cool. Yeah. So, I can't remember the organization. I should know that offhand. Do you remember? They hosted us and we got
they
to
were
do,
great.
Yeah, they Made were us cookies. Absolutely fantastic. Yeah, with Yuma. Yeah. And so anyways, that was a lot of girls have kind of touched on that a little bit. You know, they've thought some pretty good things about that practice.
One of those things came up today from that practice, actually, if you guys remember, and it was amazing, Razor was pitching front toss in front of a screen the size of maybe a phone booth.
Right. We're kind of hoping workers' comp wasn't there for that one, right?
And that net knocked over onto Razor 40 times. Poor guy. He had a rough go. He got the worst job in that practice for sure. Just,
short straw.
Yeah. And Razor takes like a champ though. Every time Razor, he does the dirty work. He's in the trenches, that guy. Always. Because I would not have wanted that job. Not a chance.
That was a toughie.
Well, I'm wider than the screen. That's the only guy we could put behind there. Because Razor could fit behind that screen. But I'm exposed. I can't be exposed.
No. And we don't want you exposed.
No. Nobody wants that. Dean, nobody wants that. You're right. Whoo, walked into that one. Great.
So, Bakes, what else? What else were you thinking
about? My second
about?
One would have to be in Florida last year when I think it was Smitty decided that we should all get up at 7 in the morning to go for a jog.
In the humid, humid heat, she texts Dion and I. We were coaching that group. Hey, do you mind if I get the group together to go for a run at 7 in the morning?
And wow.
I was like, I don't mind, but I'm not joining. No chance. You enjoy your run, ladies. I'll be in bed.
I love running, so it was a lot of fun for me.
I've never understood it. It's such a...
Well, if you can drive there.
Yeah, right? When I got my license, I stopped running.
If you have a bike.
Yeah,
you
know, sure. I'll take a bike. Well, yeah, why not?
But some people, like Bakes, running, she has a lot of fun with it.
That's and cool. I will say this. As a Lloyd girl, I see Bakes in the gym every day. Putting in work on the treadmill, on the weights, getting stronger. Very fantastic. Cool. Love that. Coaches love to see that extra effort. I don't know if she picks the same time as me just so she knows that I saw her, but it's working out in your favor,
Sometimes.
Bakes. Yeah.
That's nice. Very cool.
Awesome, Bakes. Well, hey, whatever you do decide, and we are here as a resource to help you to navigate that for sure, but whatever you decide, you're going to do great, bud. Really proud of you. Your progression's been phenomenal.
Thank you, guys.
Anything you need, we're here.
Thank you.
Great work, Bakes. Our last live in studio.
I can't say best for last because it's very much Sage just holds a special place in our... She's Melford. I mean, you know, like, she's a Melford girl. Mm-hmm. So when I say save the best for last, it's kind of like, well, yeah, because where she's from is the best, you know?
That's fair. So that's fair. You're right. Yeah.
Sage Tondell. How's it going, Sage?
It's going good.
Awesome. So... We just want to talk to some of the girls like yourself that are graduating out of the program and get some feedback, I guess, or some insight on what your plans are for next year. So let her rip.
So next year, I'm going to the University of Regina. I've just been accepted into the nursing program.
Awesome.
On Tuesday, so it's pretty big news. Mm-hmm. Really
fresh news, too. Yes. Yeah. Breaking news.
Breaking news, woo! If you will.
And I will.
And yeah, I'm really excited. I do hope to play ball while I'm there. Mm-hmm. I've been in touch with the coach a little bit.
Yeah.
But I hope to try out, and hopefully there is a season. So.
Yeah.
Important awesome. To note, first nurse in the group, I believe.
Yeah. First nurse player.
Yeah.
We got a ton of nurses that are coaches.
Yeah. Yeah. But after, and we'll get into this story in a few minutes.
Yeah.
But we're going to need one. After the debacle that was last night.
Yeah, for sure.
So it's really good, Sage. It's like you read our mind. We need someone to take chiropractor.
Yeah.
You know, we need some adjustments for sure. So great. And that is a noble field to get into, Sage, for sure.
Yeah, that's awesome. So been in the program for a while, winter training, all that stuff, couple years with the teams, right? And I got to make the phone call when you made it the first time.
Yes.
And it was pretty exciting because we talked about it. You know, Dean and I talked about it on when we got down to our final cuts and our the ins or the outs, and we just we couldn't. We had to find a spot for you because nobody worked harder than you. Nobody worked harder to improve. Nobody took on roles and accepted roles that were given to them like you. So I say it all the time. It's one of those situations where you're trying to make a team. You've got to give the coaches every excuse in the book not to cut you. And by that, by what I mean by that is you work hard, you're improving, you're a great teammate. You look around and there's a ball laying over there. You go pick it up. Like you are just the consummate team player, and you were such a huge part of our two's family that there was no way we couldn't keep you. So with that, there's got to be some memories from the program.
There are a lot.
Can you narrow it down to like 12?
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
You give us some of your favorite memories.
I remember my very first year doing winter training. We were in the gym in Martinsville. And I got to play with Eleanor and Kelsey, and it was amazing just watching them play and having them as role models. And they were always so encouraging, and they would always talk to me. And that was just a really big deal because I was just a shy little girl from Mulford who nobody knew. And it was just really, really fun playing with them.
That sounds like the beginning of a movie, like a Julia Roberts movie, you know?
I would be just honored a shy to little girl from Roberts play from Mulford. Yeah.
Amazing. I actually have a great feedback piece for you. So I don't think there's been a practice go by that I've seen you where you haven't asked me for feedback on something.
That's my favorite thing to do.
And I think that's really important in the growth process is we're not just there. You want to find out how you can get better, which is what I really appreciate. I know you didn't just ask me. You ask all the coaches. And that's really a coachable thing. It makes you stand out for sure. The other thing is in the cages, normally, you're easily the loudest, cheering everybody on. Doesn't matter who they are. Always vocal. Great teammate, like Tosh said. That is a fantastic quality to have, Sage. Really proud of you for that. Great job.
Thank you. This is really boosting my ego.
Yeah, no, that's what we're here for, yeah.
Yeah.
I boost egos when I throw BP and in the podcast. So yeah, here I am, boosting egos all over the place.
So what else you got for memories?
Today was really fun, getting to hit off of Trevor and just the atmosphere at Donnie's. It was just incredible. We had a pretty good mix of age groups in our group, and we all were encouraging each other, and like the energy was amazing, and it was really, really fun.
Yeah.
And definitely my first tournament in Fort Lauderdale. I remember the first hit that I got. I was so nervous. I completely forgot how to run. Like, usually base running isn't an issue that I have, and I ran in straight lines.
Did you run to third?
I made it to second.
No, I mean, did you go to third instead of first?
No.
You remembered that part. Sure, that's key. That's really important. Yeah, actually remember to go the right way.
I forget how to run too. Yeah. Actually, it's terrible.
It's funny she brought that up as a little bit of a teaser for what's coming is she had fun hitting off Trevor. There was some people this weekend that didn't have any fun hitting
And there's
off
a
Trevor.
Long, long list of people who have that same affinity.
Yes.
It's not great.
No, it's not a lot
It's not
fun.
Great.
No.
So good for you.
Thank you.
Fort Lauderdale, was I there? Was I coaching
you?
Yeah, what a time that was.
Yeah.
My last one about Fort Lauderdale was come up on the cast before. But do you remember we had I want to say it was our second practice, and we did 21 outs, and then we're having our little wind-up. And the largest, like, dog-sized iguana or whatever. Oh, my God. It was as big as a Rottweiler. Massive. And Tosh is trying to be serious.
Our asses chewed.
Yeah, a little bit. Well, there were some issues. Yeah, communication issues. Had to run some poles. This thing starts meandering across behind Tosh. And you can see every kid turning and looking. And I was like, oh, my God, if Tosh turns around, this is going to go real sideways. It was the biggest lizard. I thought it was a dinosaur.
I don't even remember that.
Like, well, so, we didn't really? Tell you.
Did
we,
I? No.
Oh, it was.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
And
it was
not
quite
the,
entertaining.
It was not the time. It was not the time. We had to read the room. It was not the time. Yeah, it was a great time, Sage. Honestly, great teammate, great hustle. Can't wait to hurt myself and get you to fix me up, bud. Can't wait.
And just, hey, you're from Mulford, man. You're from Mulford. It's awesome. It's awesome when kids from that spirit program improve and do well and make our program be, you know, Mulford's obviously home, but I know that Kirk and the rest of the coaches in the spirit program worked really hard to get that program to where it is and where it's going. So real gratifying to have a graduate with the caliber and the type of person that you are, just an awesome person, graduate from this program. So congratulations, all the best at the U of R.
Thank you.
And yeah, Donnie will need a nurse soon, I'm sure.
Like Monday, probably, yeah. Awesome, Sage. Thanks.
Kristen.
Uker, you're our first phone in.
Very nice.
And again, another voice that we don't usually hear. Never so I'm pretty excited really? About this.
Get a lot of nods, get a lot of you know, shoulder shrugs. Not a lot of words out of Duker. A
lot of looks that get, that was stupid.
Yeah.
She gives me that look a lot. Oh, that's just dumb.
I get the eye roll quite a bit too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair. Oh, no? Okay, maybe I'm misreading it. Yeah, that's fair. I've done that for a long time.
How you doing, Duke?
I'm all right. Just relaxing at home.
Just chilling.
We got some news. So tell us a little bit about what's happening. Where are you going? What's in your future? We're pretty excited to let everybody know.
Well, I'm going out to play ball at Simon Fraser University in BC. And while I'm there, I'm going to be taking kinesiology. And I hope to be either a physiotherapist or athletic trainer.
We need those.
But I haven't chosen.
We need both those bad. Yeah,
we need
great.
That.
Could you do both? Awesome. Do both, please.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. We could hire you. And she
that
could go
nice.
On all the trips. We could have like a physio on all the trips.
Yeah, sure. We'll take it out of your wage.
No, I'm just saying. Wouldn't that be awesome?
That would be
it
awesome.
It would be amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you're right.
We're not going to pay her.
Oh.
Well, it's an internship.
I think she's in school for a long time. Yeah, for that.
It is an unpaid internship, for sure.
Yes.
But you do get to go to wherever, Vegas.
A 10-year internship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. Well, you got to learn the ropes, Duker. You can't just show up and be the best. You got to learn the ropes, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So Duke, this happened kind of late, right? So tell us a little bit about the process for you and even good and bad. What was some of the feelings? What were you going through? Was there a little nervousness? Was there some panic? Was there just let us know kind of what you went through, because you're not the only one that went through it, and you're going to help others, in the future. So how was your process?
Recruitment process?
Yeah. When you made your final decision, what were some of the things that went into that?
Well, it was, I think we started a bit later than probably should have. It might have been easier to go earlier. Might have gotten, a better kind of more money offer, but I don't care. It was kind of, it's awkward, of course, talking on the phone with a bunch of people for the first time and doing Zoom calls, obviously, now because you can't go anywhere, which also sucks because they're always like, well, you could come down for a visit, but you can't right now. So it's hard to judge whether or not you'd be a good fit at certain schools. You kind of have to just go off if you like the coach and if you have their program and stuff. So that was tough this year, but...
But we found a spot.
Yeah.
And a great spot. What a great place to live and play ball out in BC. Yeah. Great. Good for you.
Yeah, I love BC. Going for Canada Cup and everything. Mm-hmm. It's just a really nice place out there.
For sure. And you had a real nice photo done up for the announcement, too. You showed us today. It was fantastic. Looks
sharp. They made that, actually.
Yeah, yeah, sharp-looking photo, for sure, yeah.
Yeah, that's really cool. And you know what? And know Tina a little bit, too, your coach. And I think you're going to like playing for her, too. So, real cool setup at SFU. We talked about this a little bit, too, that you might not be a fan favorite there, because I do believe that there's a bit of a kind of a canyon right behind kind of the home run fence. And I think if you hit the ball far enough, you basically, it's gone. It's going to cost SFU a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because you're going to hit a lot of balls in that canyon, I think, bud.
Yeah.
I hope so.
You better be sponsored by, Rawlings or Spalding or somebody, whoever makes balls not worth. I don't know. But you're going to lose as many as these guys lose in golf, for sure. It's going to be a lot of balls for sure.
Wow.
Well, I just assume you lose a lot. I don't golf. What do I know?
I do lose a lot of balls.
Yeah. They're so small.
Advertising, though.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So, Duker, you've been around the program a long time and longer than most in that, your older sister was in the program. So what are some of the memories you have of being part of the Tews family?
I've been thinking about it a bit, and I've tried to go back in my memory, but no, honestly, no memory tops obviously winning Vegas, because we've won tournaments. I've played in so many, and we've won a few in here in Saskatchewan. But being able to hold a trophy in a big tournament in the States like that one, that was a great feeling. And obviously that team, I thought about it a while too, that team was the first time I actually understood the word team. I've seen glimpses of it here and there, but that team was everyone just did what they needed to do and helped each other, and it was so much fun.
Duker, you don't say a lot or often, but when you do speak, very profound. That was very deep, that one.
Very.
That was fantastic. Brooke Gannon gave us.
I make sure I didn't look stupid.
No. You rehearsed that well. That was great.
Yeah, that was really good.
Great, Duker.
Yeah. That was awesome. Yeah, and that was a special time. And you know, there's been others that have brought that up. Obviously, we just, you know, Mac is on this podcast, and we talked about her, you know, her bringing Broad into the game after Smitty got hurt,
yeah,
and how nervous she was. And, you know, I mean, we were all nervous for her. The first one, I think, went off her chest protector.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think she's blocked that out of her memory, because you did ask her that question.
Yeah, she kind of.
Yeah.
She
yeah.
didn't remember.
Yeah, I looked at Razor, too, and he's like,
She'll be okay.
Yeah.
No, she'll be okay. She'll be fine.
From
she
third,
did.
I could see her shaking a bit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
So when you guys played together, like, who was the talker? You guys are pretty good buddies, right? So how does that work?
Me and Haley?
Yeah.
Do you just crack
our own jokes.
Really?
Just,
yeah, you just look at each other and just know? Yeah. Is that how it works?
Well, I was thinking about this the other day. I've known her for almost like 5 years, I'd say.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually done a lot of bulks with her, so we actually know each other quite well. We have a lot of inside jokes.
That's awesome.
And Duker did the cheer today, didn't she? Did you do a cheer today?
You did the cheer today, yeah.
So that's what I mean.
Yeah, in the corner.
She was yelling. Everybody was like, oh my gosh, who is that?
Is that the first time that Jordy ever allowed you to say the cheer or what?
Yeah, I've always been a part of the cheer, never done it.
Just been, yeah. It's kind of like Mark Sorensen talking about the haka. He was never the lead guy.
Just the guy in the background. Just the guy in the back, yeah. Right. Actually, that was another cool thing to mention. Every practice, usually the graduating player or the older player was the one who led the cheer. It was pretty cool, actually. So good for you, Duker. You made it to the very end without having to do it, but you got it in today. Atta girl.
Yeah.
Nice work, Duker. Awesome job. Good luck. Keep us posted. Send us links to watch games, and we'll see you soon.
Okay, for sure.
Thanks, Duke.
Thanks, Duker.
Thank you. Bye.
Hello, Chainsaw.
Hi.
Chainsaw.
You're live, Chainsaw. Welcome to the podcast. Yeah, yeah, we're going right now. No dress rehearsal here. Yeah, fantastic. Welcome to the cast, bud.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
We missed you this weekend.
We did miss you this weekend.
Yeah, I know. I wish I could have came. That would have been fun.
Yeah. What'd you have on? What was going on?
My parents kind of had like plans this weekend,
yeah.
So they didn't want me to drive all that way by myself, and Joe wasn't coming this weekend either, so I couldn't catch a ride with her. And then I had to run some things at Notre Dame here, run some events for the kids. So
awesome,
very cool,
good for you.
Yeah,
good for you. So we've been talking to graduating players and those players that are going to school, and we obviously wanted to get you on the cast, and now that we can officially talk about everything with you. So tell us a little bit about where you're going and what your plans are.
Next year, I'm going to go to Oklahoma City University in Oklahoma City.
Mm-hmm.
They're an NAI school. They're right. I think in the preseason, they were ranked number 4. So they're doing pretty good right now. I think they're 6-1. They lost the game today against Ottawa. But the last few games, they've been playing at the Hall of Fame Stadium, which is really cool.
Yeah, very nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hot there.
Yeah, yeah, I'm excited for that.
Oh, yeah. The Worlds were there in August in 2017, and I was at light standards. The sun was so hot, and when the sun came through and there was a shadow at the light standard, I stood there. Like, it was so hot. Ugh. If you like the heat, you're going to like that.
Mm-hmm. My assistant coach, Bobby Bridges, is from Alberta, so she said she went to school there, and now she's an assistant coach, so she said... Yeah, the first little bit, she was like running in between buildings because it was so hot. She didn't want to be outside, but then eventually you get used to it. She said.
Right on.
Where do they think they have you playing?
They want me at short, I think, right now. That's what they said over the when we were talking and everything. But I also think I'll just like play a little bit everywhere, like most kids do, and so. But mainly, I think short, and then they might make me catch a little bit as well.
Right on.
They might make you. You get to.
Mm-hmm.
Get to catch. Yeah,
that's right. That's right. You've got quite a plethora. How's that one?
That's great, Dean.
Good word.
That's really good.
Word.
Of ability. I don't know if I used it
word
right.
Word of the day.
But you know what I'm talking about. So, Grace, you can do so many things, and it's almost a flip of a coin right now, whether you could, you know, and you could go somewhere as a catcher first off, or you go as an infielder. And
you know, at obviously at the beginning of the program, you did a lot more catching with us, but mm-hmm. you just did such a good job up the middle. It was just like, how do you keep her out of there too? So it was kind yeah. of a, yeah, it was a, it's, and it's almost a little bit of a weird combo because a lot of, like when you go to college, there's not a lot of catchers playing short and vice versa, right? You might get a little bit of time there, but you really could have done either of those positions and, yeah. and very, very well.
And the good thing is that wherever they put you defensively, what you're going to do for sure is hit the ball. Hit it a ton too. So mm-hmm. wherever you play is right. regardless, right? You're going to smash it.
I hope so.
Oh, don't hope, but it's happening. I can feel it.
Okay.
So Grace, been in the program for a little bit. And I know we've had this talk before about, you know, we talked to your dad too about, man, I wish we would have started sooner, blah, 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 but it's all worked out for you. And I, you know, the timing I think was just right for you. So, mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about, your time in the Tews family.
Yeah, for sure. So yeah, obviously last year was my first year and yeah, we for sure wish we kind of maybe got into the program a little bit sooner, but it was still awesome. And definitely my favorite memory, I think, which most girls that were there would say is Vegas, because it was just so fun and just great competition. And it was just, I just loved it. It was awesome. And then other than that, though, just to other things was just basically car rides to Saskatoon every once in a while and Lloyd, too. But lots of car rides with Jordy, which was always fun, like talk the whole way. And so it was good to also play with some new girls. I hadn't played with a lot of the Tews girls before just because there's only like a handful of girls from Regina. And so I played with a few, but it was nice to have some more like new teammates and like develop those relationships with new people. And so I really like that. And then this year's kind of been different, obviously, with COVID. So the best thing about this year, I would say, is probably just like small group practices and that kind of thing, because you just get more reps, but you also, I feel like you can kind of learn a bit more just because we can really focus on individual things. And that's kind of been my favorite thing this year, is just, awesome. I think I've even bonded with the team a little bit more just because we get to spend more time with individual people instead of all of us together, which yeah. I wish it could have been all of us together, but that's kind of a positive of it at all, I think.
Yeah, Grace, you talk about that. Actually, I remember last weekend we had a smaller group, and your group had a couple girls had to go back to Saskatoon for evaluations. So we ended up doing a bit of an impromptu kind of one-on-one with a group of four, and it was interesting. We kind of broke from what we're normally doing, and it was an awesome session. Like, girls were loving it, and you were smashing the ball. It was a lot of fun, a lot more interactive for sure.
Yeah, and that the good thing about that, too, is there's, like, we can learn new drills and stuff that I can do at home, like off the tee drills and stuff like that, which is great because don't always have someone to do soft toss or front toss too. So it's always good to learn new drills to do at home.
Yeah, Grace, yeah, backing up when you said, I thought you were going to say coin a new phrase. You were saying teammate, but I thought you said two mate, like a twos mate.
Oh, and I probably said like, look at that. I probably did, but that it might work.
It does work. That might fantastic. Work. Great mate. Work.
Yeah. You have to patent that one too.
I got two. Well, one's a Paulin family memory. Your dad in El Centro. There was a kind of a lounge, right? The lounge outside across the street at the other hotel that some of our parents were staying at. And I remember going out there, and Razor and I walked in, and your dad's standing there, and Razor walked up, and he stuck his hand.
This is
up.
Awesome.
Yeah. And he says, so you're Razor, hey? And Razor goes, yeah. He goes, I'm Chainsaw. And now you and your cousins from Tisdale are being, I called everybody Chainsaw now in that family. Yeah. It's pretty cool. But the one thing I'm going to say that it is part of your legacy outside of, you know, great hitter, great catcher, great shortstop, great teammate, is the fact that you're talking about these small group practices, and we've mixed up some practices and put certain people, future infielders in the program, into groups with you and Bowman and Duker, you know, Kiana, you know, kind of our the graduating infield, basically. And I got to say, bud, that you rise to the occasion every time those younger kids are working with you. It's like having another coach on the field. You're so positive, and I just think that the younger middle infielders in our program coming through have a great example to learn from and live up to because of just such a an overwhelming, welcoming feeling that you give those kids, you know, because they're scared shitless. They're playing with the older girls, right? And you do an amazing job of making those kids feel comfortable and helping them out. So I just wanted to give you a pat on the back for that because that is one of the things that is going to stay in my memory when I think about Mini Chainsaw.
Oh, thanks a lot. That's so nice.
Hey, you just... Sorry to cut you off. You just named the starting infield base of the graduating. Look at the names there.
Yeah.
Like, that is wild. It's really, like, I hate to rub it in, but it's really too bad we couldn't have taken that team somewhere and watched them just perform. Like, what a phenomenal.
It would have been so awesome.
Oh,
well, hey, maybe next summer Dino does take some of those kids somewhere and they get to perform together again, right?
Yeah, for sure.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We kind of were thinking about that this year. But obviously things didn't work out. But great. It's funny, Tosh took the words right out of my mouth. If I have to say something about Grace, it's like it didn't matter where we went. It could be winter training. It could be, you know, like small groups, team stuff. You get it. Like just even talking to you on the phone, you know, people can understand that you get the game. And the little things that we're trying to teach, you get it. And so one day, I do hope, I mean, I know we're talking too early to be talking about coaching because you got a long career ahead of you too, but I really do hope that no matter whatever you decide to do in your life, I hope coaching is going to be part of it because it's just, you can see that in her right now, right? So just, it's fantastic.
Yeah, for sure. And I wouldn't say that I wouldn't want to coach just because I know, like, I was in those girls' shoes when I was younger, and if they love softball as much as I do, I just wanted to get better and like learn more. So if I can help anybody, like, that would be awesome. So I would definitely wouldn't be against coaching in the future.
Right on.
Very cool.
Awesome. Grace, good luck. Can't wait to watch you online. You're gonna smash it down there, bud.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Gracie.
Okay, Gracie.
See ya.
Hello, Leah.
Whiner.
Hi. Whiner.
Hi.
That is not a good nickname. A whiner. She's a whiner.
It's a term of endearment.
Yeah, I think it's a term of endearment. Do you have something you prefer, Leah?
No, my name's hard to come up with nicknames.
We'll come up with one all summer. I promise you we will. Yeah,
yeah.
That's right.
So another one of my gals on the cast that I'm pretty proud of right here, obviously another Lloyd girl. I'm pretty proud of her.
Mm-hmm.
Leah, tell us what's next for you.
Well, I'm going to attend the University of Calgary for kinesiology.
Very fantastic. Cool. Another awesome. Kinesiology.
And another one of your former teammates is down there, Shay Holzinger. Mm-hmm. So you got some familiar faces down there, which is nice.
Yeah.
Good for you, Leah. So how did that process come about, and why did you pick them? And tell us more.
Well, to be honest, last year when, like, there was Nationals, the U16 Nationals was in Calgary, and I was there, and I just kind of fell in love with the city. And then I also know they have a really good kinesiology program, so that kind of fit with what I wanted. And then they also have a softball team, so yeah.
Checked all the boxes then, is what you're saying. Yeah.
Some alumni on that softball team.
There is.
In the past, yeah. Kim Vibert, Alexis Huggert, to name a few.
And now we got another heading down.
That's right.
It is a nice city for sure, Calgary. You gotta love that it's...
Yeah, it's awesome.
So Leah, I mean, this is your second year in the program?
Second tooth?
Yes.
Yeah.
So you must have at least a funny memory or a funny story or something you want to recount for our followers here.
Well, I don't know if there's anything like funny. I have to say, like, I remember the one practice at Saskatoon. I thought we were listening to like some really good music, some 80s music, and Razor was just jamming out.
Mm-hmm. Which he's known to do. Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
When the music speaks to Razor, he lets it go.
Yeah.
With his broken hip and all.
Well, it wasn't broken always.
No.
But it certainly currently is.
Yeah.
It certainly currently is.
Yeah. And we'll get into that a little later. Right after your call, Leah, we'll have a little chat about it. It was, he put on a show, we'll say.
Yeah.
So, Leah, I want to ask, obviously, and it's a loaded question, but I'd like to hear the right answer. What are your summer plans?
Like, for playing ball?
Yeah, that's right.
Lloydminster.
Yeah, you are a liner, aren't you? And who is that head coach you have?
I'm talking to him.
Yeah, buddy, I love that. And you can say it for all of our listeners, but who is the favorite coach on the staff?
She's thinking about it.
Shelly.
Yeah, it's Shelly. It's not even close.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
So another twos instructor. The girls love her. Shelly does a fantastic job.
She does.
Connects with the kids really well. We're lucky to have her in the program here and in Lloyd for sure. Great, great ability. Yeah. Connects with the kids great. So I'll happily take a back seat to Shelly. She's She's really good. Lucky to have her.
Yeah, we got to get her back out.
She's just had a busy last year.
You got that right.
So. You know what's crazy? She has had a very busy year, but she still comes to batting practice. She still shows up, and the girls love it, and it means a lot. I think she needs the break, too, obviously, to get a little bit more of a...
Because
she's had a really tough year, and Shelly's a strong lady for sure. She's really proven it. So, like I said, lucky to have her, and thanks for pointing that out on the cast for all the listeners that, in fact, that she is the favorite. It's not a secret.
Yeah, you're good, too.
Oh, I'll take good. That's all good. I need. I don't need to be the best. Just don't want to be the worst, hey, you know? Somewhere in the middle.
You're the bounty bar of that staff, but.
Nobody picks Donnie.
So, Leah, you've got being, with the softball SASC, how were you... You're kind of in a little bit of a different situation where you could potentially try out with Alberta for the summer games, or you could do it in Saskatchewan, and you chose to do that in Saskatchewan. Do you know?
Yeah.
Do you know why? Was there kind of a process there? What were your thoughts? Why did you choose Saskatchewan? I'm glad you did.
Like, we had to figure this out because I'm playing in Alberta, like Lloydminster falls under like Alberta or whatever.
That's right.
So, I don't know, we had this talk with the representatives of the Canada Games people, and they said that you have to play in SAS, like Saskatchewan, because I live in Saskatchewan.
Yeah.
Like, it wouldn't be good for me to go over to, like, Alberta. Like, it would just complicate things, so, yeah.
Well, I'm glad you did, and obviously, our program, what we had, you were still in the mix when we kind of had to put an end to it, and obviously we're going to start up again this fall, and I hope you're still going to throw your hat in the ring.
Well, she's playing for us. I don't think she can, is what she's saying.
Really? Am I not getting that?
Yeah, she just literally said that. So,
let me rethink that. Mm-hmm. But I mean, regardless, I mean, at the end of the day, Leah, I hope no matter which, are you guys seriously?
Yeah.
That's what you just said?
I didn't say it.
No, I'm confused too.
I'm confused.
So you can't play for Saskatchewan, is that what you're saying?
No, like, I don't know. It's complicated.
See,
like,
Donnie?
My mom.
Yeah.
Give it a shake.
No.
Just wait. Let her talk. Okay. Go ahead.
Like, she talked to the people, and they said that, I don't know, it's complicated.
Yeah, it is.
You basically have to play where you reside.
They have to approve it. They have to approve it because, like, that... Lloyd is the closest A center to me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, in Saskatoon, they don't, like, take, like, you know, the selects, whatever.
Yeah.
So, it's complicated. They have to, like, review it and all that.
You know what, Leah?
I can play with
it. It's actually mean of us. It's actually mean of us to make you try to explain that right now.
Yeah.
So, it's complicated for us, and it's definitely got to be complicated for you. But what my point is if you get to play with Saskatchewan, or if you get to try out in Saskatchewan, and that's your plan, and I'm hoping that is still the plan, or it's Alberta. I want you to, if it's Alberta, then I wish you all the best that direction too. You've just got a different scenario because, like you say, you live in Saskatchewan, but you're playing now in Lloyd, which is under Softball Alberta's umbrella. And so, you don't fit in a nice, easy column. So whatever the situation is, I hope, politics aside, the governing bodies can figure out exactly where, you should be, and hopefully you get a good result in your tryouts, and I hope you get a chance at playing the summer games because you're a fantastic little ball player.
Thanks.
There's been a lot of, when I saw you for the first time at camp, it was just like one of those things. Hopefully I say this in the right way, you weren't flashy, but you couldn't not see something in everything that you did, whether you were pitching at that time, whether you're playing short, your swing, there was always some great little things that you did, and it was, we just couldn't, that's why you're still in the mix at the end of the day, right? So I thank you for trying out, and I really thank you for being part of our program because, even the little time that we've had with you, it's just been a pleasure to work with you. So thank you for that.
Thanks.
And I can say for sure from the local side, you're an absolute dream to coach in Lloyd too, and really lucky to have you in our program, bud. So you stay doing what you're doing.
Alrighty.
Thank you so much, Leah. Good luck.
Yeah, thank you guys.
Thanks for coming on.
Well, that was another great group of girls graduating. Proud of them all.
Awesome.
great.
It was amazing.
And you know what? They did a great job on the interviews. I think they were a bit nervous, but they all smashed it.
Think of a couple, and I don't want to point them out, but I guess we're going to. Brooke Gannon, she had some amazing things.
Her answers were awesome. Yeah. Great job.
Duker. I mean, everybody said some great stuff, but I was kind of blown away, almost in tears there a couple times with some of the things that were mentioned.
Well, and I think it goes to what I like to say. When people ask about our program, I constantly say that, yeah, the goal is if kids want to get to the next level, if they want to go to U.S. college, then, yeah, that's what we want for them too, and we're going to do our best to get them there. But I constantly say that our goal of this program is to hopefully help them become better ball players, but in reality, just better people. And I'm blown away by this graduating class. I'm blown away by most of our graduating classes, all of our graduating classes, but the level of maturity and just the type of people, good people, any school, any vocation, any company that's looking to hire, if they've got that on their resume, man, I just think that, fellas, we're with our coaching staff, our parents, the program we're putting together and is together right now is just producing some amazing people. Those kids are awesome.
Yeah, they are great. Really proud of them. Okay, so we're not going to do a parting shot individually today. We're going to have a group parting shot, it sounds like. Yeah. We've teased this up enough.
Yeah.
We have to talk.
It has to be talked about, Donnie.
We have to talk about last night, guys.
It's got to be. We got to talk about last night. It's something that, yeah.
It was legendary.
Well, you got to hear it from us.
Yeah.
Because it's going to get out.
Well, and then the story's going to get skewed a bit. So here it is, straight out of, half the people that were there. Okay?
Yes.
So here's, I'll set up the scenario. We're having a couple...
Well-deserved sociables after a long day of long day of training.
Yeah,
for sure.
And Razor says to Dean, unprovoked, of course, "Hey, Dean, I don't think I've ever hit off you." And Dean shoots up out of his chair. He's like, "Well, let's go." So they jump in.
We're in Donnie Barrels.
Yeah, we're Donnie Barrels. We got all the access to
Dean. We got balls. We got bats.
You had a great playlist going.
Yeah, we did.
And speaking of feeling Grudge the music. Oof. So, of course, Dean warms up a little bit. And Razor gets in there, and I want to say 3 at-bats, maybe 12 pitches, 3 Ks.
He had a tough night.
He did have a tough night, and it got worse as we continue the story.
Right.
Yeah.
So that wasn't enough for Razor and Dino.
No.
Who now felt, well, let's throw a challenge down.
Well, I got warm, so.
Oh, you're not going up for nothing.
You don't want to waste that.
No.
Pardon the pun, they goaded us into it.
Oh, well done.
We're in the GOAT studio.
In the GOAT studios. Dean was goading Tosh pretty hard about, well, we got 6 guys here. Let's go after it then and get some.
He was humming and hawing, but Eatsy was chomping at the bit.
Yeah.
He was like frothing.
Yeah, you could tell he was like a caged animal.
Maybe do this.
Razor threw a 50 on the floor.
He did. So
there was no gambling though.
No.
Clear.
But it was obvious that as soon as Tosh said yes, Eats was running to the mound to throw.
It had to happen.
So to set the stage.
So we had just our teams, right? So there was yourself, Donnie, and me, and Razor, and a player to be named later, a.k.a. Tyrell Frisky, versus Trevor Ethier, Keith McIntosh, and the chicken farmer.
That's right, the chicken farmer, which I learned a lot about. 20,000 chickens, that guy. That's
a lot 20, of chickens, 000,
that's
man.
A lot of chickens.
That's here's, a lot of chickens.
Here's the other thing. I was like, I learned a lot about chickens just last night. He was talking about it.
Yeah.
He said, you don't want an egg that has a little spot of blood in it. That's a bad thing. Right?
Well, I suppose it is, yeah.
I have seen that, though, one time.
It's not great.
No, it's not very good, so you don't eat those ones.
But you digress.
Yeah, but there was something else. He said about the rooster. I said, why don't you just let him go? Like... He said, because he was like,
free
he said he had
chickens.
To buy all these little chickens or little chicks, right?
Yeah.
And I said, well, why not just let the eggs go? You know, like keep them warm and then hatch them. He goes, like I'm an idiot.
Right.
Right. You need a rooster to make that whatever. I don't know whatever they do, but they make the eggs special. Right.
Oh.
So anyways, I learned a lot about that.
Yeah,
so
we did. It was an educational piece for sure.
And the chicken farmer has a lot to do with the podcast being
he is one of the starting, the inspiration.
Yeah. So it's kind of nice.
So folks, it was basically a night of a couple sociables and talking about chickens. And then the gauntlet got tossed down, Razor and his pitiful performance in, and Dino, you know, we did clock you guys. You and Itzy were throwing mid-70s. So, I mean, and after, you know, a couple of wobbly pops, it's coming in a little quicker than
normal. Apparently we were throwing from 40 feet.
From 40 feet.
I paced it out at 46, but.
Yeah, and then you started walking into it and grunting and
jumping.
Yeah,
they were walking and grunting. Yeah, the grunts came, didn't they?
They did.
Okay, so we've established that this game was ready to go to be played, and some ground rules had to be established.
You're brutal. I'm just going to put on the record for that. You're brutal with your ground records.
Rules.
What did I say?
Ground rules. Records. You said records. It's fine. We know
ground
what you meant.
Your ground rules. They're terrible.
Okay, so basically it was what the pitchers, Dino and Trevor, basically, because they're the only ones that trusted each other, apparently, were the umpires, and they also determined whether it was a hit or not. Was it a foul ball? Because we're in a cage, right? So you can't see ball flight, whatever, right?
We didn't have any inkling on whether it was a hit or not, except for the one time I prematurely stuck my hand up and did a circle for the chicken farmer. Because when I really think about that one, which was a clutch hit.
Yeah, it was
big, a clutch.
Yeah.
It was a big run.
It was a game-winning run.
Okay, stop. How do we determine if there's somebody on base, or how did we determine if a run was scored if we did not determine whether
everybody
it was a hit or not?
Everybody chirped and argued on every hit.
Yeah, it was,
okay.
There's a lot of
back and
forth.
All right,
yeah.
So, okay, yes, there was a lot of yapping back and forth. There was three, however, right? There was three balls put in play that there was no argument on.
Yep.
One, you said you prematurely called it a home run, whether it was or it wasn't. Whatever, it doesn't matter.
I did.
But it wouldn't have made the game any different because you didn't score.
Wasn't it? Okay,
you guys
so
didn't score a run. It
two
was 3-0 game.
A final was 3-0.
3-0. Yeah.
Okay.
So anyways, for the folks at home, the ground rules were set, and this is what we're going to do. Okay, so let's get it on. So we did, for safety, we did have batting helmets.
We did, yeah.
We did have batting helmets. But Razor decided he was going to catch.
Yeah.
So he did, and he put pads on for the first inning.
Yeah.
And then after that, it was just basically mask and glove.
Yeah.
And there was a couple, from 40 feet, a couple 36-foot
couple
drop
skippers,
balls that hit him in the chest when they skipped up because it hits the carpet. But there was at least three mid-70 lifters that Dino threw. Razor didn't even get a glove on it.
I thought he was like...
Sleeping?
No, I thought he was in a swarm of bees.
He was pawing at it like a kitten, hitting yarn, yeah.
Yeah, he was just, his hands
now,
were going up.
Now,
you can't knock him because that was like the fight of all fights.
Not for nothing.
Back
I would
there.
Never
that
get back there. Not a chance.
40 feet, now that I know it's 40 feet too.
Right.
Yeah.
That's tough.
So.
Well, let's back this up, though. It was only supposed to be a one inning, let's just see what we had.
It was supposed to be, let's just have some fun, take some at-bats, and then it turned into
There's no way there's too much competition.
Yeah, it turned into a thing.
Yeah.
Well, when Razor threw $50 on the floor, too, it was come on, you got to do it, it's money. You know how he talks, right? So we do it. We pick our teams, and we get at her. And it was a good game. There's a lot of competitiveness, and it really was. I mean, I've played in three ISC finals. And I think I was just as jacked up for our three inning tour last night.
This was my first getting Dino and Eats going back head to head. That's a lot. A lot of pedigree there.
Yeah.
I will point out though, of the three no doubter hits that I did get one of them. I was really happy with it. So I'm putting that on my resume.
You did.
Okay, so here's where I got some issues.
Sure.
Okay. So we all were like arguing over who got hit and where what the hits were and blah 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 and all this stuff. So we got Frisky on our team.
Yeah.
Who is a baseball guy.
Great hockey guy,
too. I honestly don't think he's ever hit a softball. I think that was part of he was kind of joking about that. Like, and two of his three at-bats, he actually made good contact and drove the ball to right. And at balls at his neck. Like, he's throwing rise balls up at his neck. So that we talked about this, too, is that he has unbelievable. I mean, he's a great hockey player for those that know who he is, but just shows his hand-eye coordination. You can't just get in there and foul off Itzy rise balls from 40 feet. Like, I thought that was pretty cool. But did he get any hits out of it? Oh, no. Nah, it's a pop fly to right. Pop fly to right.
He only had two beer.
Huh?
He had the equalizer, too.
What?
He only had two wobbly pops, I think. That is the equalizer.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
It didn't
yeah.
matter. But yeah. I will say this. So I did pump my own tires thing. I got hit off east.
You hit it hard.
Yeah.
However, my next at bat, he threw me a changeup, but I think went back in time. Like I was already walking out of the tunnel before it hit the. That was disgusting.
He threw one at me that made me, like, he actually brought his. He was joking around. And he started bringing his hand back.
Yeah, so, that was funny. Yeah,
there's no guys doing that, right? No. So I mean, we talk about it with our pitchers and our young pitchers. We're trying to keep the ball together up the middle of our body. So, and that's just a guy's part of the game. We know we can't, you know, separate our hands or we're getting picked, right? Eatsy brought his hand back and my eyes, like I literally, it almost popped out of my, like popped out of my head. It was, and he just blistered a drop ball in there. And it was like, I said, do that again. You know, like it was just weird looking like that, have him throw it like that. It was just unbelievable, but lots of fun things. So that's about it. Eh? That's all I got to say about.
Yeah. The score was irrelevant. It was honestly, we're making.
Oh,
memories.
It was relevant.
Nah.
Yeah. It was. It's irrelevant to you guys. Because
I honestly
you
think
lost.
It wasn't 3-0.
I think it's probably one, yeah, one or two max.
It was maybe one.
It doesn't matter. Like Tosh said, we didn't score. So
we
didn't
win.
No. But I will say we were making memories last night and we're all in dire need of some medical attention today. Razor most assuredly looked today when he came to the cage like he was in a
he's like a broken hip. I can't look up.
No.
And I you know how you feel when you start pitching at the beginning of the year and you like your neck is just all the way down into your like the muscle soreness all the way into your chest. My feet, I've ripped my shoes in half. Like I needed a new pair of shoes as it was, but my baby toes are poking out of both feet. Like I've blown these shoes right out of the water. It was a tough day today.
Yeah.
Thank goodness the girls were so good.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah.
We needed them to be today.
The three guys in the winning team aren't hurting as bad, I don't think.
Well, it never hurts as much when you win.
No.
For sure.
Yeah. No, it doesn't.
Well, Eatsy's what, 25?
Ish.
Yeah.
And then all you had to do was sit and swing.
Well,
you have to run bases? No. You just get in the box and swing.
Okay. No, I understand. No, I get what you're saying. Yeah. I do have to bring something up because it was a first, actually, for me. And maybe because I haven't had many at-bats in the last, you know, few years or against, you know, guys that are throwing really, really hard or whatever. But, you know, when you hit a ball, and it just feels like, wow, I hardly swung at that. And it is an absolute missile.
I thought you were going
to
say.
I got one last night in my last at bat.
Yeah, and you tried to call it a home run.
Well, it certainly wasn't high enough for a home
run. I don't think I called it a home run.
No, I don't think you did.
I said gap. I said
you
gap.
You said home
run. No, I flipped my bat, and you mistook that as a home run. I flipped my bat because I absolutely lasered one past your face.
I actually thought what you were going to say is that you got the first time you got the hood.
Oh, I did. Oh, I'm not talking about the three strikeouts prior to.
Sombrero.
Oh, and I had a walk, too.
I
had a walk
not.
In there, boys.
But
I
here's the thing. You said you thought it went to the gap, but it went just over Dean's head. That's directly at the center field.
Okay, so Sombrero's four strikeouts. And so the whole argument is, right, well, where would you play me? You'd be playing me off field, so there's no way that that center field.
You got into a lot of hypotheticals.
Oh, yeah. It was, like, vicious, right? But think about it. So as you got older in your career, I would take the right fielder. If I'm going to have my fielders playing against Tosh, I would take my right fielder and put them basically closer towards center field. So that gap. I would leave first base down the line because you're not doing that very often.
No.
You might try to, and maybe you could. But
no.
That's not. But
took,
but
took
your
Mike
center
Pietnik
fielder,
out deep.
I would
down
still
the
take that center field and I put him on your pull side. I
yeah.
still would. Because when you hit the ball hard, you're still hitting the ball up the middle or into that gap.
Sure.
But your lazy little crap that you hit out to left, right? That's you got to watch the line for that just in case. So you're going to probably have still a little bit of a left field gap open. But
so basically you're saying that.
That would have been I would have caught that
absolute,
ball behind my back if I was playing center field.
That absolute missile that
yeah,
I hit
you
last
hit a
night,
missile.
Would you would have been right at somebody?
It would have been right at the center fielder where I put them.
Probably threw them.
Like, come on, man. We got gloves. We have leather.
Yeah.
You know, I'm. Congratulations. You hit the ball hard.
Well, there it is. Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you. I just wanted a little recognition.
So this is where the subjective judging comes in, because there's a lot of back and forth.
It was sickening.
Dino had enough.
Can we say
right
it was
now,
a single, at least? single.
Here's what I think.
Yeah.
It's either a double or triple.
Yeah.
In the like, if it gets by, it's a double or a triple. So your argument, I think, should have been, and I think we ended up giving him a single. It shouldn't have been a single because I think the guy either catches it because it was hit hard.
Yeah.
The guy catches it or it goes by him and it's a triple. So that's the hard part for me. And I think we were trying to figure it out and we ended up on a single. And I'm like, well, it's not a single.
Yeah, right. We spent too much time worrying about the
so
logistics.
So would I be fair to say that's the first triple I've ever hit off you then?
Well, definitely not because you didn't run the bases.
You just said it was a triple.
And see, I'm saying it was one of the others.
Could have been a triple.
I'll go with it was a line drive out. Good job. Way to hit the ball hard.
So yeah.
We won.
You did, and that's the thing, though. That's, you know, last team practice. It was a nice way to wrap it up.
It was a lot of fun last night. It actually was.
Do you know what? I'm just thinking here, like, you know, post COVID, maybe next year, Selly at the end of their last practices and stuff. Maybe we get a bunch of our parents together.
Oh boy,
with some helmets,
and let them take some hacks.
And let them take some hacks
off their daughters.
They'd have to sign a waiver. But there's a lot of parents that'd be chomping at the bit
for sure
to take hacks off their daughters.
Off us. I think they would.
They would, yeah. Gord Berg wants another shot at you. Because we in midget provincials,
Butcher?
We beat him.
Yeah, don't bring up Butcher, yeah.
Yeah, got sure. It. Yeah, wow.
That came up. Who else? Millie. I mean, we shouldn't start naming because there's a pile.
Colburn.
Yeah. Kelly Colburn. Thiessen.
Well, he got his hack.
Thiessen.
No. We should have had
Tyler Dugan.
Thiessen,
that would have maybe leveled the playing field a little bit.
Yeah, you would hit him in the head again.
No, he would have been on our team. We would have
had Kelly on our group for sure.
Well, Eatsy would have hit him in the head.
It's not better for sure. So this is how that was the parting shot, everybody.
Was, yeah, I think that was a lot of fun.
I would bet there was 100 parting shots thrown last night. Everything was a one-liner.
Zinger. Thank God it's not on video.
No.
I think at one point, the best was Razor. He's getting in his squat behind the dish. Were you hitting him in the face mask?
Yeah. I pulled a Brian Sosnowski.
Yeah.
Soz would always do that. He would always take that long back swing and he'd clip a shin pad or whatever just before the pitch was released and he'd get another pitch. Right? On time, umpire would step out, blah, blah, blah. Well, I got a little high and I went back and I clunk hit him right in the face.
Razor gets up. There's a little push and shoving going on. I'm like, here we go.
I think he threw his mask at Tosh a couple times.
I can't believe I didn't get dotted.
Yeah, I'm actually shocked.
Well, in all fairness.
To be fair.
You guys were. To be fair. That didn't really apply. But
no.
Okay. But I was, in order to get the game going, like, because I knew that was his hesitation. He's like, screw that. I am not taking one in the ribs. This is bull crap. You guys are going to laugh. I'm going to be hurt. And it's not funny, right? That's kind of probably what was going through your head.
In my head?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Maybe.
Well, I didn't want to get
hurt. I'm thinking there's been times in our careers that you had every right to throw at me and you didn't. So I'm thinking, why would you do it at Donny
Well,
Barrels?
That's why I qualified it by saying, okay, here's the deal.
Yeah.
If I hit one of you guys,
yeah,
regardless if it's on purpose or accidental, I will stand there and I'll let you throw the ball and hit me as hard as you want.
True. He did say that.
That was actually
he did
really
say that. And I think that was the thing that put me over
that
the
was
top.
The deal
like,
breaker,
okay,
yeah.
Let's play.
Yeah. The part
I might get a chance.
Okay,
to
let's
hit
play
him.
And I'm going to crowd the dish.
The part that makes it most interesting for the listeners, though, is the fact that we had played a bit of a pickup game after hours that got so intense that there was a thought that someone might get hit, actually. And
it was big time, man.
Yeah,
that
everyone.
Was so
yeah, it was intense, to say the least. Yeah. So that was the story, everybody. It was you'll hear about it all around, I'm sure, different versions, but you have it here first on audio. Yeah.
Well, and the parents saw today. They saw all the coaches limping.
Yeah.
A little slower today. That's why. So
okay, I'm not going to lie. I told at least four or five of them that I got a big hit off you last night. So there's some
Isn't
rumors flying.
Yeah,
there's some
flying rumors.
Around. I actually forgot to tell you this, boys. So this will be the parting shot to end the cast.
Okay.
So you guys are talking about Kelowna. Taking the Masters team out, start talking about players. Well, let's get Zippy. Wow, guys, he plays for us. Ah. Well, let's get this guy. Wow, guys, we already talked to him. So you mentioned Lolly and Hilly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
I got a text too.
So I texted Lolly
you guys.
Last night and said, hey, you're going to get a text from the fellas asking to come to Cologne. And I hope you do. Be great to see you in the gardens. But however, can you do me this favor? Tell them that you're coming with us instead.
He told me that.
I knew
it.
Oh, no.
I know he did.
Lolly, what a beauty.
That's fantastic.
My man, all the way out there.
Okay,
I love
hold it.
It.
Okay, okay, I got to, okay, hold on.
We texted a few guys last night, did we not?
Okay, so this is what it was. So the text went out to Lolly a little earlier in the morning, and I said, Two's going to May Day. You and Hilly with us? Question mark. This morning, a little earlier than usual, a swear word, buddy. Would love to, but we already committed to go with the Pirates team. And then I said, uncommit, swear word.
Ah, that's awesome.
Love Lolly for keeping that gag
that's
going.
Beautiful.
What a guy.
Beautiful.
Well done, Donnie.
What a guy.
Yep. Hot there.
That was really good. Yeah.
Appreciate that, boys. Well,
awesome time.
That's another one in the can, boys.
Absolutely. Right on. Great. Say goodnight, Donnie.
Good night.
Thanks for listening to Tues Talk. New episodes weekly on Tuesdays. For more info, visit myloydminsternow.com or subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts.